Hello, River family. It's really, really lovely to be with you this morning on Zoom. I loved those pictures that Maria and Johnny shared, and you'll see as we go through that they're really appropriate. So there you go. Holy Spirit's on our case already this morning. Today we're looking at a story that we actually read about 3 weeks ago in John 6. And I've confused everybody throughout River Church because I've kept quoting the wrong verses. But anyway, it's definitely John 6, 15 to 21 this morning. And it's the fifth great sign that we, or significant event in John's account of Jesus's life, and it's the one that we probably know from Sunday school if we used to do Sunday school, where Jesus walks on the water, he walks on the sea. And we find this story not just in John, but in Matthew and Mark's account of Jesus's life. And it comes in all of those accounts exactly after Jesus has just fed the 5,000 with the loaves and the fishes. And I find it amazing. Jesus has just demonstrated that he can do amazing miracles, supernaturally provide for people out of seemingly nothing. And he's shown that he really cares deeply for people. And yet, 2 minutes later, in this story where the disciples are on the lake in the storm, we see that they really haven't taken those truths on board. And I'm really sorry about that pun, but I couldn't resist it. Now we're going to read the story. Alan, I believe, is going to read the story for us from John. So, Tim, are you able to spotlight Alan? And Alan, could you read the story for us?
So from John chapter 6, verse 15. Then Jesus, knowing that they were going to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountainside by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and they got into a boat and started to cross the sea to Capernaum. It was already dark, and Jesus had still not come back to them. The sea was getting rough and rising high because a strong wind was blowing. Then, when they'd rowed 3 or 4 miles and were near the center of the sea, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and approaching the boat, and they were terribly frightened. But Jesus said to them, "It's I am. Do not be afraid." Then they were willing to take him on board the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore of the land to which they were going.
Thank you, Alan. Really appreciate that. Now, as I studied for this talk and I was doing some research, I realized that I was full of what I wanted to say to you today. I just felt this nudge from Holy Spirit, and so I just prayed, okay, Lord, well, this is your story. What is it that you want to say to each of us today? And this is what I heard him say. I heard him say, "Please stop being afraid because I have beaten fear." And in that moment, I could almost feel the heart of God aching with longing for you and me to be free of the burden of fear. The truth is that his love is stronger, far stronger than fear. We read, don't we? Perfect love drives out fear. And he lavishes that love on you and on me unconditionally. So I wonder, why is fear still a very real part of our lives, affecting not just how we think, but how we live very often as well? So with the help of this story that we've just heard, we're going to have a look at three things. We're going to look at the problem of fear, we're going to look at the root of fear, and we're going to look at its solution. So the problem of fear. I like my dictionary definitions, so here we go. Here's one for fear. Fear is a negative emotion caused by a real or perceived threat to our well-being. And fear spirals off into other things like anxiety, which means being uneasy and nervous about an event, a person, or problem that we can't control, and also into worry. And I guess we're all quite familiar with that, which is to mentally dwell on difficulty or trouble. And I don't know if you're like me, but like the disciples in the boat, I row on in life, doing my best, going where I think I need to, and often actually where I think Jesus wants me to go to, because remember, the disciples were actually going where he told them to go to the other side of the lake. And I'm doing okay. Things are going all right. But then it starts to go a bit dark. The wind gets up. I don't get where I expected to or I wanted to. And then my stress, my anxiety, my fear levels begin to rise. And, you know, a really honest moment at those times, if I look right down deep into my heart, I know that I'm not really trusting God. Because if I was, then I wouldn't be fearful and I wouldn't be worried. And, you know, that really bothers me. I mean, first of all, because trust is such a fundamental part of our faith, isn't it? But also I hate living with that lack of peace and that lack of joy and the feeling that fear and worry give us of being bound up and restricted. But, you know, recently, as I was mulling all of this over, Holy Spirit's brought me some fresh revelation. Some new revelation of some old things I knew, but now I know, if you get what I mean. And I just really wanted to share that with you this morning, and hopefully it will encourage you. And what my prayer is, that for those who need it, it will be a real revelation, bringing freedom to you too this morning. So let's look secondly at back to the root. So what's the root of our fear and our worry and our anxious thoughts? But where I want to go is right back to the beginning, to the story in Genesis of Adam and Eve, who were the very first people living under the love and the care of God. And what you remember is that even though they were living under God's incredible care and provision and protection, they still made a decision to determine their own lives, as we see them eating from the tree of knowledge. And they were taking their lives into their own hands. They were stopping trusting God and becoming independent, choosing to live independently of his love and his care. Now, they were exercising what was their God-given free will. God gave them the free will to choose, but they chose to step away from God as their father and live alone. And as a result, they became orphans. And the result is that we are all born in that pattern too. Deep in our spirits, we're orphans. Now, if you think through what it means to be an orphan is on its own. An orphan has no parent to rely on or to care for them. An orphan has to fight for themselves to get the key things that we all crave as human beings. Things like protection, provision, significance. An orphan has to think of themselves first all the time in order to survive. And orphans have to control their lives and their surroundings just to feel safe. And so when that control is shaken, that's when fear starts to rise. So I think that the root of our fear is our choice to live independently of God. And I don't want to be an orphan any longer. It's not a great way to live. So the solution? Well, Jesus taught us that when we know the truth will set us free, will make us free. And I just believe that we need to know, really, really know in our hearts the truth about who we are and who our Father God is. So who are we? Well, the truth is that we are no longer orphans. We're going to be reading next week, John 14, where Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. And he didn't. You know, his death reconciled us to God so that we're born again into a new family. God is our Father. We are his sons and his daughters. We are filled with his Spirit. We are not orphans. And who is our Father? Well, our Father is good, kind, loving. We live under our Father God's provision, his protection, and his love. And that story of the father running towards his prodigal son with his arms open, we were singing something a little bit like that from Andy earlier, run into your arms, welcoming him back into the family and the household, safe under the father's care again. So, you know, you and I, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fight for survival. We don't have to put ourselves first and watch out for our own interests, because we have a Heavenly Father who is good and who loves us and who protects us. The pitch that Johnny showed you, the protection of the cross. He will never, ever leave us. His heart is to bless us. There is always enough with him. So we don't have to fight for our own bit of life. And as I said, his perfect love drives out fear. When we know that perfect love, it drives out the fear that nibbles away at us. You can read that in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And then we're encouraged in the New Testament to pour out all our worries, all our stress on him, and leave them there, because he always tenderly cares for us. And as we live day by day with this conviction of God's kindness towards us, then we can be free of fear. And this is the trusting bit of our faith, the believing bit that John emphasizes over and over again throughout his book, Believe, Believe in Jesus. And back to the story, I love the things that John shows us about God in this story that we can hold on to when we meet storms in life. So we see in Jesus that our God is miracle working. Jesus does the impossible as he walks out on the water to his disciples. We need to remember that our storms are never a problem to him, even if they seem too big and too impossible for us to sort out. They aren't for him. He's really attentive to us. Our God is attentive to you and I every moment of every day. In the account of this story in Mark, Mark adds a really lovely detail when he tells us that Jesus, who's up on the hillside praying alone, he sees his disciples on the lake in difficulty. Now, his disciples felt alone, but they weren't hidden by their darkness. Jesus saw them and he cared for them. We are never alone, no matter how dark it gets. And we see in this story that our God's a rescuer. Jesus comes to rescue his disciples in their difficulty. I read this lovely quote, and I'll just read it out to you now. Christ comes near to us all across the sea of sorrow and trouble. A more tender sense of his nearness to us is often felt in the times of our darkness and our grief than is possible in the sunny hours of joy. When it's night and it's dark, Christ comes to us striding across the stormy waters. I love that. I love that picture of him. And lastly, he brings peace. You know, when Jesus gets into the boat with the disciples, the wind stops. Everything calms. They have peace. They have no fear anymore. And they get to their destination really quickly. I love that bit as well. But you know, just as the disciples had to, we can choose whether or not we invite Jesus into our boat, into our life, in the storms that we face. When the wind's getting up around us and we can feel fear and anxiety and worry starting to bubble. In those moments, we have a choice, guys. Will we behave as orphans and try and fight and live independently and look after ourselves? Or will we choose to live in the truth that we are the children of a good and kind God? Will we trust him? So my conclusion is that this is a really good news story. We are no longer orphans. You and I are totally loved by our Heavenly Father, and we can completely depend on God's heart to bless us, to care for us, to rescue us, and to provide for us. But we need to partner with that truth, don't we? And remind ourselves every day, especially when the wind starts to get up. You know, here am I talking about this morning. I was awake at just before 4 o'clock this morning. Stuff going through my mind, thinking about church stuff, budget stuff, stuff I have responsibility for. And the thoughts were going round my head and nothing that I can actually control. And I just stopped and I thought, here we are. Here's this moment. The wind's getting up. What am I going to choose to do? Am I going to be an orphan here or am I going to be a child of my Father? Take it to him. Depend on his love and his care. It was particularly ironic since I was speaking about this morning. So there you go. It's in those moments we need to make those choices. And you know, the enemy of our souls wants us to feel like orphans again. Because when we feel fear, what do? We hide, we protect ourselves, and we run. And none of that is how we are invited to live as the children of God. Instead of hiding from God, you know, we look on the face of Christ. Instead of protecting ourselves, we love everyone we meet. And instead of running away, we live like heaven is near. And as we do that, you know, we ourselves become like Jesus, bringing his life and his kingdom wherever we go. We can walk out to others around us in their storms and bring them the presence and the peace of God. So this morning, your Father God invites you to throw off your orphan way of living and to live free of fear and worry. He says to you, please stop being afraid. I have beaten fear. Just like that wrecking ball in Maria's picture, he has beaten and destroyed fear. So as I finish, I would just like to pray for us. I don't know whether you identify with any of that I've shared. If you do, maybe you'd like to just really get your heart before God. And let's pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for the amazing love that you have for every single one of us. I want to thank you that not a single one of us is an orphan. We are all part of your family. And Lord, where we're nursing that orphan way of living inside of us, Holy Spirit, I pray you'll shine a bright, bright light, that you'll bring the truth that we are no longer orphans. You'll help us to remember and to break out of that way of living. Holy Spirit, I pray that day by day, you'll help it to be more and more real to us, that revelation that our God is a good and kind Father. That Jesus, you'll turn up day by day, moment by moment in our lives, just like my daughter did on the doorstep, bringing your joy, bringing your love. And Lord, what I pray for each of us is that as we get hold of these things, Holy Spirit, you help us to live in the absolute joy of no longer being orphans. That Lord, you'll help us to reach out to others around us in the storms they're in, with the fear that they have. And that Jesus, you'll help us carry your love, your peace, your presence to them in their storms, that they'll see you turn up for them, Jesus, and you calm the storms that are therein. So Lord, this morning, I just pray, Holy Spirit, come transform us. Do things within our hearts. Help us follow you deeper and deeper into the truth of living in your love. In Jesus' name. Amen.